Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. 97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. I was kind of enjoying the song there for a moment. I thought, let's just become an FM music station for a minute.
There's a theme to the music I did today. Each segment has a different theme.
Oh, so that one being Buddy Holly, I guess I haven't figured out the theme yet. I don't remember the bumper music for the last one.
The first song was going out was Blink-182, mm-hmm. And then we also had, we'll have another couple songs coming up.
Okay, great. You know, there's that story, a lot of people are covering it, but Fox 2 covered it as well. Police in Manchester searching for a peeping Tom. So the story about living in an apartment complex and all of a sudden, you know, someone's looking into your kid's room is so terrible. Like, that's frightening to me. And I know that can happen in a lot of different places because there's weird people everywhere. But this is like, ooh. Can we play some audio from that?
Sure.
This is clip number 7 from the story from Fox 2.
People who live in this apartment building have been adding blankets over their windows, new security cameras as well, wondering what this alleged peeping Tom's intent could be.
That close to the window absolutely nauseates me.
Melinda de Blasi, disgusted, watching a security video of a man peering through her young grandchild's window late at night.
But it's very frightening. We don't know his intentions. We don't know why he's doing this. It's very creepy. It's very scary.
I guess we'll never know his intentions. I think I can figure it out.
I don't think that they would be good. I mean, like, what?
Definitely not.
What reason do you have for looking in somebody else's window?
You're a pervert.
Or that's the only thing, right? Yeah, or you're looking for the stuff that you can steal from their house. Outside of that, it's not your house. Stop looking in the windows.
What's worse, pervert or a thief, when it comes to someone sneaking around and looking through your window? If it's your kid's window, pervert.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I would say. We should have said this with Bill Eigel there. Maybe we can make it a law that if you catch someone peeping through your kid's window, you're allowed to beat them to the point of death. Not there, but just before, without punishment. I would support that.
Well, see, I was going to ask you because, like you said, this is scary thinking about somebody looking through your window at your kids. I don't have kids, but the thought of somebody looking through the window doesn't scare me. It enrages me. Stop.
Yeah.
Like, you freak. Stop it. And I'm like you said, I would be inclined to go to jail for teaching this person a lesson.
That's why we need to change the laws. I mean, you should be able to beat them with a baseball bat, nothing sharp, until police come and arrest them, and then you have no repercussions whatsoever. I would fully support that. I think most people would. There's been instances in the judicial system where things like that have been allowed, where they've looked the other way because the jury definitely sympathizes with the dad in that situation.
Yeah.
So police are searching for this peeping Tom. If you are that peeping Tom and you are listening to the show right now, yes, I would beat you with a bat. I mean, if I caught you at my place looking into my kids' windows, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
And you deserve it. So I'll just put it right there. You deserve it.
You've earned it.
You've earned it, yeah. So that was an apartment complex, meaning did you see the video where it showed, and basically you have like the sliding glass windows in a shared large backyard area, and there's not a lot of space back there, so it's not very spacious. It kind of almost looks like it goes down into like a drainage ditch or something along those lines. So when you're going through the apartment and there's some shared areas that you're kind of walking through to get, you know, so you don't have to walk all the way around the apartment complex, and some go maybe to an upper level with the staircases. But I will say that it looks like if that one got hit, there's probably a lot of them in that whole area that got hit.
Oh, yeah.
And they're on the lookout. I advocate for getting a home security system where you can get those little monitors. Mm-hmm. And if there's an alert outside of your place, not only would the light pop on, that's a big deterrent, but you get a video evidence of what that is. I think of all the things that I'm very private when it comes to my security. I'm very private when it comes to social media, what I post online. I don't want people knowing a lot about me personally and my family. I don't post photos of my kids, things like that. So when it comes to putting a camera on my property, there's that little bit of me that says, you know, there's a little bit of intrusion here. Maybe this Ring company or whatever video surveillance company you decide to use could take advantage of this. And maybe I would lose a little of my personal privacies for it. But then I think, okay, it's outweighed by the idea that I'm going to know exactly what's outside of my house at any given time.
Well, the way
it's
I think,
always pointed out.
Yeah, I think that you've got a legit concern there. But the way I think about it is if you're outside, you know, legally speaking, even you have no reasonable right to or no reasonable expectation of privacy. So, mm-hmm. like, if somebody films you outside, you know, you can't be like, I don't give you consent to film. No, there's no reasonable expectation of privacy in a public location.
I can make an argument for that, though.
But then. I think that usually applies to, like, you know, town squares and stuff like that. But, yeah. like, if you're aiming the cameras away from your house, you know, onto your yard, onto that, you know, there's not a whole lot that Ring can steal that I'm not willing to, like, trade off for the video of the person that steals the motorcycle. And this is a very specific story because I'll tell you this after this. A video to steal the perp stealing the motorcycle from your neighbor's house, you mm-hmm. know. I in my neighborhood, this has been about a year now. In my neighborhood, I woke up because the police officers came, knocked at my door. I don't know. It was probably 8 o'clock in the morning. In the middle of the night, somebody went down to the apartment buildings that are next to my house and stole a motorcycle. They wheeled it from the apartment buildings over to where in front of mine and my neighbor's house, and were trying to push it up onto the bed of a truck so they could drive it out of there. I guess they didn't want to start it and make, you know, noise and stuff like that.
Okay.
And my neighbor, God love him, he went out there. He's like, oh, no, what's going on? Because he's a very helpful person. And he's watching these guys struggle to get this motorcycle on the thing. And he noticed that the piece of 2x6 that they stole from my truck, so they stole this out of the back of my truck, wasn't big enough and didn't have the right angle for them to get this motorcycle in the back. And he's like, hey, do you guys need a motorcycle ramp? I got one. And he let him borrow the motorcycle ramp.
And,
I felt so bad for him because like I get it. Like, you want to be helpful, but then at the same time it's like, oh, you just helped these guys steal this kid's motorcycle.
Yeah.
And when I was out there, the guy who owned the motorcycle was out there and there was no ill feelings, and you know, he's very understanding. He's like, how could you know? And that, because they fed him a big line about the motorcycle being out of gas and stuff like that, and so that's why they didn't start it.
Man, these guys were smart in the way they handled it. I wonder if they ever caught him, but when it's over, it's over. You probably never find out unless you knew the guy. So let me tell you the argument about public square, that I'm very concerned about these Flock cameras that are showing up everywhere.
Okay, what are these?
It's so here's what happened. I'll try to sum this up in a few minutes. The Flock cameras have been showing up across the United States. Essentially, they look like little solar panels with a camera in a pole on roadsides. And then what you find is they're an independent company. They contract with municipalities, they contract with police departments, and they put these up in strategic places around a city, and a lot of them. And they're always monitoring, they're always recording, and what they're doing is they are taking snapshots of every vehicle that drives by it. They snap their license plate, they snap any type of distinguishing part of the car. So if there's a dent or a bumper sticker, they use that to help basically create a profile of every car that drives down the road right past that camera. And then, since they're a third party, police pay them for that data so they can use it in times of emergency. As in, okay, we're looking for a suspect that drove by here that might be a red car or whatever. And it helps them try to find, allegedly, suspects and that sort of thing.
That's the claim, right?
That's the claim. So, yes, there's a bunch of instances where that actually is true, where they use that to solve crimes. But the big question is, what else are they using it for, considering that these people that control the cameras are also selling that data to other companies? It's very concerning. So, here's what happened. In Washington, they said, you know what? I don't think that's legal. So, the lawyers argued because Flock said it's like it's public areas, public roads. This is like any other public camera. You should be. Mm-hmm. This is why all of this information is legally allowed to be pulled. Someone argued and they said, this is like a police officer tailing you without a warrant every time you leave the house. That is an illegal search and seizure. They cannot do that without a warrant. and the judge agreed. So the people that sued said, we want to know what data you're collecting, so we're going to put in a FOIA request, Freedom of Information request, because this is a government agent using this information. So once that court order went through, they said, we're done with Flock. So that was one instance where the people won, and now I'm going to imagine that's going to be replicated across the country.
Yep.
So when you mention, okay, it's in a public space, it's camera, they're allowed to do that sort of thing. I would say with a caveat, there are some instances where I think that is definitely problematic.
Right. Right. The Constitution protects you from the government. And so in that instance, what you're describing is the government collecting data on you. The government is not allowed to do that. Now, if I am filming something with my cell phone or something like that in a park or whatever like that, I'm allowed to do that and I don't need your permission.
Well, what they're saying is, even though this was a third party, it wasn't technically the government collecting it, but the government was using the collected data. So that's why they were allowed to step in and use and say it was one and the same in that instance, if you contract with them.
Yep. Yep.
So who's to say? Well, same thing with Ring cameras. The police in Ring have the same type of agreements. You see the neighborhood apps that come up where people will sometimes voluntarily put this up, but sometimes police will get a warrant to get this information if they see a camera and the person doesn't want to voluntarily give it up. There's instances where these camera companies and some of these other people have the same type of agreements with police. That's a government agency.
Yeah.
So how do you get around that? And when it comes to privacy, that's one of the big modern questions right now.
Yeah. They've established it even during COVID. They've established that the government is not allowed to use private companies to end around the Constitution. And that's kind of what they were talking about with the censorship when they were talking about social media censorship. Eric Schmidt sued Missouri v. Biden. He sued on this. He said, you cannot do that. That is unconstitutional. It's the exact same principle. You can't, the government can't use a private company or a private individual to end around the Constitution. They are still beholden to the Constitution, no matter where they source the video or whatever they're collecting.
Yep. Well, there's a lot I want to get to on the show today. I want to talk about Kevin Spacey. This is such a crazy, crazy story. I do want to talk a little bit about the sedition comments. Then I'll tell you the Democrat video that came out and the response from Donald Trump. Wow. So what I thought was in the next hour, maybe 20 minutes from now, a little after 1 o'clock, what we can do is maybe take some phone calls if people want to talk about this with us. We have some clips to play. It's so funny. I think I found the far left, the far right, in the middle comment on this. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to play all three takes. You don't have to agree with any of them. You just have to tell us what you think about it. And we're going to do that a little after 1 o'clock today. We'll take some of your calls and open up the phone lines for it. These sedition comments are, man, it's the big thing everyone's talking about. And on top of that, maybe we'll have to get this after the break. Is there an ultimatum when it comes to peace between Ukraine and Russia? Well, it looks like that may be the case, and it looks like it may be close, as some indications when it comes to Secretary Rubio and Zelensky and the talks that they have. We're going to talk about that after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.